This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State President Wayne Andrews. And Dr. Andrews, this month's program is a topic that's close to your heart.
It is indeed, Jason. I'm a veteran of the United States Army, and we're going to talk about military initiatives, veterans, and ROTC.
And we'll be back to start the show after this.
Morehead State University continues to be recognized as one of the top veteran-friendly schools in the nation. Current and former members of the military will discover quality academic programs in a supportive environment. Morehead State helps remove barriers by waiving the application fee, offering early registration, awarding academic credit for military experience, and accommodating military obligations. MSU is proud to support current military, veterans, and their families. To learn more, visit morehedstate.edu/veteran.
MSU's biology, biomedical, and chemistry programs give students hands-on laboratory experience and research opportunities. Morehead State faculty members utilize innovative practices in both the classroom and laboratory to provide students with personal one-on-one attention, preparing students for careers and graduate study. As a result, MSU alumni are accepted into professional schools at rates above state and national averages. To learn more, visit online at morehedstate.edu/biochem.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. Dr. Andrews, as we talked about the topic, the military-friendly, the veterans, and the ROTC program here at Morehead State, you have two fine guests to discuss this matter with.
I do indeed. We're blessed at Morehead State University to have staff here on the campus that are here specifically to support students that are in our ROTC program and also engender military initiatives to support veterans that come to our campus. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Hilton is Professor of Military Science. Colonel Hilton, welcome.
Thank you.
We also have with us David Literal, who is the Director of Military Initiatives. And David, you're yourself a retired career soldier.
Yes, sir.
Well, welcome, and we're glad to have you here as our Director of Military Initiatives. So we might start there. You know, we're a comprehensive regional university. We have 82 or 83% of our students are Kentuckians, and the rest come from out of state and international. But one of the things I'm proud of is that we do have the rating as a military or veteran-friendly campus. Tell us a little bit about that, David. And given your experience in the service yourself, why is that important? And what kinds of things does it mean for you to be the Director of Military Initiatives?
Well, certainly, first of all, why do people serve? The number one reason for joining the military today is for educational benefits. Beyond that, of course, the healthcare benefits and then career goals, career training, vocational training. So others join because they've got a legacy in their family of others who have blazed the trail beyond them and in front of them. And so in my case, my dad was drafted into the Army Air Corps from Fleming County, actually, back in World War II. His brother served, their uncle served, five cousins from Maxie Flat Road served. I mean, it was just that was what you did.
Right.
It's not so much that way anymore. It's an all-volunteer force. And as I mentioned, today's benefits package includes the GI Bill, which is an exceptional program that can help you to further your education, whether you come into the military with just a high school diploma or equivalency and work your way on up into, you can complete your bachelor's degree, your graduate degree, or in my case, I'm working on a doctorate in psychology. And so we here at this university want to enable the soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marine, Coast Guardsmen to come back here and say, this is a place that I want to come to. And so a case in point, a young man just called me recently. He's on a nuclear submarine on the East Coast. I'll try to keep that generic. And he's trained as a fire direction controller, meaning he puts his finger on a trigger of a very hot weapon system. And he wants to go on to get into the space program. And he's from Eastern Kentucky. And so he applied at several different universities, but the one that he chose was Morehead State University. I'm proud to say that we accepted him this week, into the space engineering program. And so that's the kind of thing that we want to put forward is our, you know, the fact that this isn't just military friendly, but we've got some dynamic programs here that reach out and are marketable so that the young Americans that come here, they get a marketable education that they can go on and become good citizens, productive citizens in our society.
Well, one of the wonderful things about a program such as yours is that it helps point people in a direction. So a lot of these young men and women on active duty or in the Guard or Reserves for that matter, I suppose, they're often looking to further their education. So there are websites or information sources that say to them, here are places you might want to consider. And then, David, as you pointed out, Morehead State University is a strong academic institution. And we have some unique programs, space science being one of them, but the biomedical sciences, person wants to become a physician or, you know, a dentist, a veterinarian, those types of things. Those programs are very, very strong. So we have some unique things here. One of the things that the GI Bill did for me, it enabled me to complete a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, and a doctorate. If I understand correctly, David, that GI Bill is transferable from a soldier to a family member, for example. Isn't that correct?
That is correct in certain cases. It was a retention tool that was brought in during the height of two wars to try to, you know, keep people in boots that were already in. And so it was called transfer of eligibility, and what it did was it enabled service members to transfer their eligibility to a family member. And the family member could be a spouse, and there was no age limit on that, obviously, but on the dependents or the family members, that limitation was to the 26th year of their life. So they had to use it before they were 26 years old. So in my case, my kids were already over 26.
Right.
They didn't get any of Dad's benefits, and my wife didn't want to go back to school, so right. So I chose to further mine. And then, you know, the other thing that I think needs to be pointed out is that while service members are on active duty, there's a dynamic benefit called tuition assistance. And that's included in the National Guard, Army Reserve, and also for our active duty folks. I was able to do my undergraduate degree and my graduate degree using tuition assistance. It is limited to 16 semester hours per year, and so because of that, it's very unlikely that someone who enlists out of, let's say, Elliott County goes to the Army for 3 years or 4 years. They're probably not going to finish that undergraduate degree. So we want them to come back here and to complete that degree with us. So we have a good, strong, non-traditional student policy and program here for not just veterans but also other non-traditional learners as well.
So, David, give us a kind of a sampling of the programs and services you offer in your unit. I mean, what's your day like or your week? How do you approach this work, and what's the nature of what you do?
Part of my day is spent in outreach. Part of my day is spent in working with education centers and hopefully getting our message out, working with marketing to figure out how best to push our message into markets that are going to bring soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coasties back here to Appalachia.
How many veterans do we have as students today at Morehead State?
We currently have approximately 155 actual veterans, and then we have various forms of military-connected students. And those military-connected students may be family members who've received transfer of eligibility, or they may also be family members who are attending the university because their family member, their soldier, was injured in combat and is totally disabled. And so there is a program to transfer that eligibility to a family member and send them to school. We probably have anywhere between 5 and 10 veterans that visit the Veteran Resource Center every day.
They're the people that have made this country strong and give us the freedoms that we enjoy and help ensure that. And so thank you for what you're doing. Tell us about the ROTC program, when it was founded, how many students we have, how it works, what opportunities there are.
Okay. Sir, we were founded in 1968. Right now, we currently have 52 contracted cadets.
but there's about 80 that participate. Mm-hmm. So there's a big difference between contracting and participating. Anybody can participate with the program all the way up until their junior year. And then once they hit their junior year, then we're looking for some sort of commitment from them that they're going to go on and pursue military service at the end of it. I'd like to stress scholarship opportunities. I know Dave mentioned that he talked about a lot of people are joining the service now for educational benefits. We can really assist in that. Every semester I have scholarships that go unused, anywhere from a three-year, we call it a campus-based scholarship, basically tuition. And then if you're a contracted cadet here at MSU, you also get free dorm room here. That's a real huge benefit that most colleges around the nation do not provide. So it's very beneficial that way if somebody's looking for scholarship opportunities. We have some sort of scholarship that can fit every person that comes through the doors, I believe, if you qualify and meet all the qualifications.
You mentioned it was founded in 1968. And, you know, those in our listening audience that may be a little older know 1968 wasn't the watershed year to be adding ROTC on campuses. In fact, across the United States that year, ROTC programs were under assault on college campuses. And Dr. Adrian Doran was the president of the university, and he decided that it would be very American to add ROTC here and did it under some level of protest. And there have been changes in the ROTC program and because of the configuration of our military services and the need for fewer officers perhaps than we've had in the past. But one of the arguments that I've made very strongly to those in Cadet Command and elsewhere is that this is a program of substance, and it's a program that was added at a time when the nation in some respects was going in another direction, and we need to maintain this program because it has great integrity.
Roger, and the program's strong now, sir. We're our numbers are getting bigger. There's no threat right now from anywhere that this program may close or go away. They realized, and I think they know how strong we are now. We always produce some of the top cadets. 4 or 5 years back, we had the number one cadet in the nation and the number three cadet in the nation. And that's what ROTC is a leadership program. We're grooming, and it's up to me to train the next officer generation, and I take that very seriously, and I think we're producing quality officers out of Morehead State University.
The history is rich. Our traditions are very, very rich, and I think it's something we should be very proud of.
Yeah, I know that a lot of people, when they hear ROTC and students, they think, oh, it's boot camp. This is not boot camp. I mean, it's for a way for them to obtain a college degree and get financial assistance.
For a freshman and sophomore, you can come take the class and improve your leadership skills. So yeah, it's more about the leadership aspects that you learn. And then once you finish with your sophomore year, and if you decide this is something for you, then we can talk about pursuing military aspirations. But for freshman and sophomore, feel free to sign up for military science, and just improve your leadership skills. And we have a lot of fun along the way.
Part of the commencement ceremonies that we have here, the last part, is that we commission your students, and I think a lot of people take pride in that. You get kind of choked back every time that you see those young men and women get commissioned because they're going to sacrifice a lot of things, and it's good to see them finish their degree.
It's always one of the most emotional parts of the graduation ceremony, and we'll have 6,000-7,000 people in Johnson Arena, and when those young men and women complete their oath, the place will erupt in applause and people stand because, in this part of the country, patriotism is still very strong. And I really appreciate that. I mean, I think most people understand the sacrifice that our men and women make when they go into the military. And it's a lot of different things, as both of you know, the nature of the sacrifice. But I'm proud of the fact that we have a strong ROTC program and a veterans assistance and initiatives program.
You kind of give them the opportunity, and Dave kind of breaks down those barriers if they went into a service and need to come back to school or want to come back to school. You kind of break that barrier down and tell them what they can do.
We have such a fabulous partnership. Joey Bryant works up in the registrar's office and makes sure that if they have any form of entitlement through the GI Bill, whether it's Chapter 31 or 33 or the vocational rehab program, Chapter 31. He ensures that all the necessary paperwork is done so that they get paid on time from the government, because government's pretty is a big stickler about getting the paperwork done, even in this paperless age. And Jill McBride, she takes care of non-traditional students, to include the veterans, and works with enrollment services, again, as you mentioned, to break down those barriers or perceived barriers. And that's one of the unique things about military personnel, is that you just kind of have a you've been waiting in line for everything that you've done in the military. You have to wait in lines.
Right.
And when you finally get to the point where you're out of the military, the last thing you want to do is ever wait in another line. And so we try to make sure that that the lines are short for them. So we allow them to do advanced registration. We waive the application fees. And those are just a couple of minor things, but it can be a significant thing if you're, you know, you're off on foreign shores and you're actually enrolling in Morehead State University from, you know, the battlefields of Afghanistan. And I know guys that have done that. I personally carried a laptop and a briefcase and a backpack full of books across Iraq. So I know what the challenges are for our men and women when they want to complete their education, and they're motivated to do that.
Your goal is to get them to come back to school. The ROTC's goal is to turn these young men and women into officers, right?
Roger, if they want to continue service, this is a good route to pursue that. My number is 606-654-7194, and we're also all over online. All you got to type in is MSU ROTC.
Mm-hmm. How many students today, David, are enrolling online? I mean, I think you made a really good point using yourself as an example. I assume a lot of the work that you did perhaps was online, because you were a full-time active duty military person. Did you take many online courses? And how would that work if a student wanted to enroll at Morehead State, and they might be, and wherever they would be deployed today? Do we facilitate that?
We do have several active duty members that are actually taking classes online. One that comes to mind is a young lady who's stationed at Great Lakes Naval Training Center north of Chicago, Illinois,
yep.
And she's in the Navy band there, and she's in our online MBA program. And so she's done everything online as far as enrollments and all of her coursework. Many of our other students, especially the ones who are getting ready to leave the service, like this young man on the submarine, he's getting ready to come here. So he's done everything. He found us online. Which is why it's so important to be a military-friendly school and be on that list. And so he was able to find us online. Our online presence is good. You know, he was able to see just from his own research. Of course, he made the right choice, and he chose us.
That's great.
And clearly we chose him. We do have a good online presence. Probably the one thing that we will be moving toward is making sure that we're completely married up with Go Army Ed, which is the education entrance portal for obtaining access to the classes. They actually have to be entered into, every single class has to be entered. So it's labor intensive, and so we're going to work toward that so that they can see that as soon as they log on to Go Army Ed, which is an education platform, they'll be able to look at that and see us. They can call me at 606-783-9267 and set up an appointment if they want to bring by their joint services transcripts, and we can look through some opportunities in the course catalogs to see what program they would like to go into.
We'll come back to wrap this show up after this timeout.
Looking to improve your value in the workforce or simply add to your knowledge? Check out going to graduate school at Morehead State University. MSU offers 78 graduate programs, with 26 of them online. There's also a four-week winter session that accelerates degree completion in several programs. And not only are MSU's graduate programs comprehensive and convenient, they're also very affordable. For more information about graduate school at Morehead State, call 606-783-2039 or email graduate@morehedstate.edu.
Morehead State University continues to be recognized as one of the top veteran-friendly schools in the nation. Current and former members of the military will discover quality academic programs in a supportive environment. Morehead State helps remove barriers by waiving the application fee offering early registration, awarding academic credit for military experience, and accommodating military obligations. MSU is proud to support current military, veterans, and their families. To learn more, visit moreheadstate.edu/veteran.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, along with Morehead State President Wayne Andrews. Dr. Andrews, I know that you mentioned in the show that the GI Bill meant a lot to you. Your service, of course, we appreciate it. Where would Wayne Andrews be without the GI Bill?
Well, I'd probably be in a very different place because I enlisted in the Army right out of high school in 1966, and I came out in 1970. And there was a lot of social unrest in the country at that time, and I had good counsel from a high school guidance counselor that I went back to talk with, but I had the benefit of the GI Bill, and I happen to live in a state that put a high priority on veterans, so I didn't have to pay tuition in Massachusetts, and I had the GI Bill. And so that got me going, and I had enough money. The GI Bill back then wasn't as robust as the bill is today, but it was good enough once I married after my freshman year in college. You know, it was wonderful because I had enough left when I went to graduate school, and it just kept us going. It's a really, really big deal.
I'm in room 303F upstairs here in Breckenridge Hall, or they can call me at 606-783-9267 and set up an appointment if they want to bring by their joint services transcripts, and we can look through some opportunities in the course catalogs to see what program they would like to go into.
They can go online.
And they can also go online. I did want to point out one other thing, and that's that we don't just end at the end of their education. Mm-hmm. We also work with an organization, a consortium, if you will, called Keep Vets, K-E-E-P, Vets, Kentucky Education Employment Program for Veterans. And we bring together other universities and other schools, create internship opportunities, and our goal is not just to help them become educated, but also to be successful in the business world once they leave here as well.
That's great.
Info on ROTC, if someone's listening and interested, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, the best way, if you're on campus, is to come to Button Auditorium. We're in the top of Button Auditorium, and you can walk through the halls and grab any of the cadre. Also, walking around campus, on Wednesdays, all the cadets wear their camouflage uniforms. Grab a cadet and ask them. My number is 606-654-7194, and we're also all over online. All you got to type in is MSU ROTC, mm-hmm. and you'll get all kinds of contact information. So we shouldn't be too hard to find.
Very interesting what we've learned over the last little bit, Dr. Andrews.
Great show, Jason. I appreciate you, and thank you very much, David and Colonel. We appreciate you being with us.
We'll see you next month on Shaping Appalachia.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.